are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
This is Pastor Leonard Cochran from A Place of Refuge, Noonan, and I want to take this opportunity to thank you for listening to this week's podcast. As I always do, I want to ask that you will take a few moments and share this podcast with a friend or a family member or someone that you know that you feel will be blessed as a result of listening to this podcast. I also want to take the time to remind you that you can also connect with us on our Facebook page. So if you've not checked us out on Facebook, please do that today. Our church Facebook page is under Place of Refuge Noonan, where we're putting out good information that will encourage you in your walk with God. So be sure sometime today to check out our church Facebook page. We also have a page that's dedicated solely to marriage, and that's A Place of Refuge Noonan Marriage Ministry. So be sure to check out our page there as well, because we're again putting out things that pertain to marriage in order to help marriages be more productive. And so just check us out. Again, if you have not downloaded our church app, you can get the app in the App Store under Place of Refuge Noonan. It's a free app that will allow you to stay connected with us and to be able to get all of the information that we're putting out. And again, we try to make sure that we put out as much as we can, just free to people who are hungry and thirsting for righteousness, that they may be blessed. And so again, just check us out on Facebook. Again, if you haven't downloaded the church app, do so today and share the podcast again with somebody. I truly appreciate that. And I'm asking that just each and every person that continues to listen to the podcast, just be determined that you're going to bring someone else on to the podcast, and they too will begin to listen to it. Again, I just thank God for just being able to come to you and to share what I feel like the Lord is just dealing with me about. As you know, we're entering into a new year, and that brings a lot of excitement for people, as different ones have, you know, set our goals for what we want to reach this year, for the things that, again, we want to attain this year, whether it be ministry, family, career, you know, and so forth. We just have many things that's before us. And so a lot of people will begin the year just really encouraged about the new year. You know, even if you went through trials in 2018, a lot of people just see it as a blessing that, you know, you was able to come through what you came through in 2018. And here we are in 2019. And so that's a blessing in and of itself. But again, a lot of people will be inspired and they're excited about, you know, a new year and so forth. And they have their goals and their themes and what they're going to accomplish. And so this day, I just want to take a few minutes and just talk to you from the subject, encourage yourself in the Lord. Again, in today's podcast, I just want to talk to you real briefly about encourage yourself in the Lord. That's what I want to come, and I'll be talking about, of course, the story of David in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. I want to just, again, briefly just talk about encourage yourself in the Lord. And before I deal with that, I want to take a few minutes just to talk to you about, you know, how wonderful it is to have people in your life that encourage you. I think that's a great thing. If you're married and you have a great spouse, I think that's just something to celebrate. If you have a person that loves you, if you have a person that's encourages you, a person that uplifts you, then again, that's a wonderful thing. If you're in a good church and you got a good pastor and he or she is preaching the word of God, and you see them as an inspiration, as someone that encourages you in the things of God, again, that's a good thing. Maybe you have a close friend that prays with you and encourages you and so forth. And again, that's a good thing. Could even be a mother, a parent, or a grandparent, someone that you feel like, you know, you get inspiration from. And again, they encourage you, you know, when you find yourself going through different things. And again, we should appreciate the people that God has placed within our lives, again, who encourage us. But at the same time, whenever you have goals and things that you want to accomplish or things that you want to see come to pass, you have to recognize that in some point in all of our lives, though we have people in our lives who are a blessing to us, people who are beneficial, at some point in your life, you are going to have to encourage yourself. You're going to have to encourage yourself in the Lord. And I find out a lot of people are not good at encouraging themselves. And again, you're going to run into trouble no matter how great your goals are in life, in ministry, for your family. You're going to run into trouble if you don't learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. And all of us need to do it from time to time. We have to have that ability when things are not going right. We have to have that ability when we are battling something that we know is trying to suppress us, trying to hold us down, trying to make us feel like what God has promised is not going to come to pass. You know, you won't always get that phone call from somebody that's been praying for you and they have an encouraging word. You won't always get what we like to say, the pat on the back from somebody that encourages you just to keep going. Again, sometimes you won't get that that just one-on-one that you need from a person at the time that you really need it. And it's amazing how that works sometimes. And if you don't know how to handle distressing times or troublesome times, then if you don't learn how to encourage yourself, you're going to find yourself spending more time being down than you are being about the things that God will have for you to do. Again, I want to say that again because I really want us to understand that if you don't learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord, you're going to spend a lot of time being down when you need to be up, handling business, doing what it is that you need to do so that you can land a promotion. You got to get busy doing what God will have for you to do so that what God has revealed to you about ministry, that it can come to pass. And a lot of time people spend too much time being depressed, too much time being sad, too much time feeling like they're all alone. And when you stay in these types of places too long, it tends to hinder things, you know. And a lot of folks say, well, sooner or later, I'll come out, I'll bounce back around, or I'll feel like myself again. But what you got to consider is, what did you miss out on when you just stayed down? What did you miss when you were sad and depressed and feeling lonely? And, you know, sometimes I like to call it just being into your feelings and you know, and not getting up doing the things that you know need to be done. Because understand, whenever you are about business and achievement, it says again that business is something serious. And so there are times that we've got to take care of business, even though we may be going through something. And the only way you're going to be able to really do it and be effective at it is that you got to learn how to encourage yourself. Now, just about anyone that you see who is successful in a thing or successful in something, at some point, he or she has had to encourage themselves. Now, again, I'm talking about encouraging ourselves in the Lord. I'm talking about your personal relationship with the Lord, your time spent in prayer, your time spent in the Word, your time spent meditating on the Word, your time that you spend with the Word that your pastor gives you. You're going back over that Word. You're getting into the Word yourself. I'm talking about that personal relationship that you have develop with the Lord Jesus. You're going to need to pull on that in times when things are not going the way you desire for them to go. And please do not think for one moment that there is someone in God who has it made to the point to where things always go the way that they want them to go. No, because that's simply not the case for anyone, especially those of us who have been anointed or chosen not only to encourage ourselves in the Lord, but then we have time that God has ordained it for us to be a blessing to other people. And so you've got to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord if you're going to accomplish what God has set before you within this year. And the same is for myself as well. But notice in 1 Samuel, in the 30th chapter, what had taken place is that the Amalekites had invaded Ziklag, and they had come in and burned the city with fire. They had captured the women and the children as David and his men were out, you know, being about business of things that at that time in warfare that men would do. And so they are gone, and they pretty much feel that, you know, home is secure, that everything is going to be okay. They're out doing what they need to do. But when they return back, the Bible says that the city had been burned with fire, and the Amalekites had came in, and again they had took the women and the children. Verse 3 says, so David and his men came to the city, and I'm reading out of the King James Version, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And so they're going through it again because they are men, yet they are experiencing trouble. And verse 6 is what I really want to deal with. And the Bible says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Notice that the very men who David had fought with, the very people that David had been a blessing to, because of their grief, because of them not handling a situation correctly, if you will, they were so grieved, they were so down and out that they turned against David. That's right. These men were so down that they turned against David. They turned against their leader. Now, the Bible said that David was greatly distressed because of how the people were treating him and what the people desired to do to him, which was, again, to stone him. They wanted to kill him. They wanted revenge for what they were experiencing, but they wanted it at the cost, if you will, of David's life. They wanted to take it out on David. But again, the Bible says something that is just amazing, that at a time where everybody turned against him, the scripture says that he encouraged himself in the Lord. Notice the scripture, his God. He encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. It was at that time that everybody turned against David that David remembered his God. He remembered that he had a God. He remembered that he had a helper. He remembered that he had a deliverer. He remembered that he had a redeemer. He had God. He had God. He remembered, I've got a God. I've got somebody with me. Now, from a physical standpoint, everybody had turned against him. And I know a lot of time we may feel like, well, everybody's against me. And you hear folks say it sometimes when they're going through trouble, that they feel like everyone's against them. But really, if we look at our life, very few of us have ever been through anything to where everybody was against us. It may have felt like everybody was against you, but very rarely have any of us been through a situation where everybody was against us. And some may say that, well, Pastor, I've been there, but you was only there because people were telling you the truth and you didn't want the truth. And so sometimes people will be telling us the truth, and because we don't want to hear the truth, we feel like they're against us, but really they're for us. But in the text, I want you to understand that physically, I mean, this is what the Bible is telling us, that everybody truly was against David. No man stood with him. And so everyone did again turn, if you will, their backs on him. And it looked bad for David. And it no doubt felt bad for David. Because again, he's human like we are. And to have so many people to come up against you at one time had to be discouraging. To come home ready to see your family, to come home ready to celebrate, only to be met with probably what felt like one of the worst days of his life, just had to be overwhelming from a human standpoint. And I want you to imagine David and his men coming back, no doubt ready to celebrate, ready to see their family. But then there's a smell of smoke. There's a smell of smoke. And sometimes that's how things, like it or not, that's how things happen in our lives sometimes. Sometimes we at the point to where we're ready to celebrate. We're ready to just, you know, throw our hands up and decree victory. But then all of a sudden, you're dealing with something that you had no idea you were going to have to deal with. Remember earlier I talked about it being a new year. And whenever it's a new year, it brings about excitement. But the question is, as we go throughout this year, who's going to retain their excitement? That's what you're going to have to look at. Even people around you and people in your inner circle. I mean, a whole lot of folk happen. People are setting their New Year's resolution and they're setting their goals. But as we continue to get deep within this year, even at the beginning, really, if you think about it, things are going to happen that we didn't plan on this happening. We didn't plan on dealing with this. Because even as people of God, if we just be honest, if we had it our way, we would never go through any trouble. We wouldn't ever have no hardships. But God has a way of allowing hardships to come, and they make us better. They make us stronger. But again, David is dealing with a situation where he is the scripture says he's greatly distressed, because the people are talking about stoning him. But then in the end of verse 6, the Bible said that David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. The New King James Version says that David strengthened himself. It says again that he strengthened himself in the Lord. David had to strengthen himself. Now, this word encourage in the Hebrew is kazak. And what it has to do with is that what David did was he found inspiration in God. He found it in God. What he could not find in man, David found in his God. He got into prayer. If you continue to read the scripture, David got to talking to God. And as he began to speak to God, as he began to call upon God, he found inspiration. And I want to tell you, when you are battling things, even times when you don't feel like praying, that's the time you got to pray. The times where you don't feel like getting in God's word, that's when you have to get in God's word, because you're going to find inspiration. And he not only found inspiration, but to be encouraged also means that David gained courage. He gained courage. What he lacked in that moment, as men turned against him, what he lacked in that moment when things didn't look good, when it didn't look like victory was there. See, when you gain courage, it gives you the ability to get up when really you may or may not feel like getting up. And it not only gives you ability to get up, but when you have courage, you're able to do amazing things. You're able to go against the odds. People saying it's not going to happen. But when you gain courage, you get up and do the necessary things to make it happen. Because you recognize what you're doing is according to the will of God. You're not going outside of God's will. You understand what the will of God is for your life. But there are some things we will never possess if we don't have courage to go after it. God, I need to say that again. There are some things you will never possess in life, even if God has ordained for you to have it. If you do not have courage to go after it, you'll never have it. So that's saying about some of us that there are certain things God wants us to obtain this year, but it's going to take courage. And you see, the reason you need courage is because of what we see sometimes, because of what we hear sometimes. You have to be courageous in order to get up and pursue something when it looks as if, again, it's no way I'm coming out. Yes, you are coming out, but you're going to have courage. Understand, everybody was against David, but again, he encouraged himself in the Lord. He gained courage. David gained courage, and he grabbed or went to Abathar. Verse 7 says, then David said to Abathar the priest, Elimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Notice that in praying, David encouraged himself, remember, in the Lord, his God. What was it about David's God? What was it that David knew about his God? He knew his God was all powerful. David knew that God was omniscient, omnipresent. He knew when it came to God that nothing was hid. He knew that God had all power and all knowledge. So David gets up and he goes to his God and he begins to pray or inquire of the Lord. He begins to inquire of the Lord. And David asked the Lord, shall I pursue after this troop? Lord, should I get up and go after them? Now understand, as he is inquiring of the Lord or praying, David also wants to know, shall I overtake them? See, David doesn't want to just get up and just be in self, if you will. But David wants to know, Lord, am I going to be successful? Shall I pursue this troop? And shall I overtake them? And the Bible said, and he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Listen, God gave David some news that only he could give him. See, sometimes God will put us in a place to where he wants to speak to us. He wants to give us insight. He wants to give us wisdom. He wants to say to us something that we need to understand is of him. He says to David, pursue. He tells this man that you are going to overtake them. And then he says, and without fail, this is what he tells a man who was going through, you're going to recover all. You're going to get everything back, David. Now, this also brings me to what the word encourage in the Hebrew also stands for. It means to repair. To repair. See, when the men came against David, that affected him. That affected him. That put David in a place that he wasn't used to being in. He was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, of taking him out. And he needed a repairing needed to take place. And see, understand, sometimes we go through things, whether it's on our job, in our home, in the church, and so forth, and a repairing needs to take place. And so when David began to pray, when he began to talk to God, you can see in David a change as the repair began to take place. You see in verse 6, David being greatly distressed. Then in verse 7 and 8, you see David praying. But I love verse 9 because it lets you know that a repairing had actually took place. Because in verse 9, the Bible says, so David went. In other words, he got up. And I like to believe that when David prayed and when God repaired him and when he encouraged himself in the Lord, I like to believe that David got up. And as the men saw David getting up, it encouraged them to get up. See, some of us, we in a place in the church, in our family, in our job, that when we get up, other people gonna get up. And see, that's what happened with David. When David encouraged himself in the Lord, the Bible says in verse 9, so David went. But now, no, you gotta check this out. So David went. He and the 600 men that were with him. Notice, now the men are repaired. Now the men have courage. Now the men are inspired. Now the men are strengthened. But it started with a man encouraging himself in the Lord. And now all of a sudden, they are ready to go with David to do what need to be done to gain the victory or to do the will of God. That's amazing. But it started with one man encouraging himself in the Lord. And somebody that's listening right now, this year has just begun, but you're already dealing with something. Some of what you're dealing with, you were dealing with it throughout 2018. Here it is again, trying to say to you that certain things are not going to happen and so forth and so on. But I'm here in this podcast letting you know today, you're going to have to learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. And when David did it, again, as we bring it to a close, he got up. And the amazing thing is, when David got up, the very men who were against him, in one sense, you can see a repentant heart in these men. At one point, they talked about stoning him, but now here they are ready to go to war with him. And the Bible says, again, in verse 9, so David went, he and the 600 men that were with him and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which was so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And so, again, we see David getting up, going after his family, going after what God had put in his heart that he needed to go after. So there are going to be some things God going to put in our heart in 2019. We need to go after. We need to have courage in knowing that we ain't going to just go and not be successful. We're going to go and be successful. And I love it if you continue to read the story of how God begin throughout this journey, if you will, to just stay right there with David and helped him throughout this whole thing. And of course, we know in the end of the text that David indeed, he got it all back. He recovered it all, got his family back and so forth. And there was even a blessing in it, because we know our God to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. But it started, again, don't miss it, with David encouraging himself in the Lord. And I'm telling you, throughout 2019, there are going to be times that you're going to have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You're going to have to get up and know that your God is with you. You're going to have to get up and know that your God is going to see you through. You're going to have to get up and know that all is well. You're going to have to smile and know that all things work together for the good of those that love God. Again, you're going to have to encourage yourself in the Lord. And so again, I want to thank you for listening to today's podcast. I pray that something was said that has already encouraged you. And I hope that this message is going to be confirmation for many of you that are listening, that you know that this word is on point, that I just can't spend this year when things don't go right being down. And understand again that we all from time to time battle depression, but listen to me, that's exactly what it need to be. You battle it. You don't succumb to it. You don't give in to it. Low self-esteem. We're not going to give in to that this year. Feeling sorry for ourselves. You're not going to spend time doing that this year. That's unproductive. We got to make sure no matter what we go through that we're doing something that helps us to be productive, because that's what God wants. He wants us to be productive. Again, I'm talking church. I'm talking family. I'm talking marriage. I'm talking ministry, job, career. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There are going to be times throughout this year. And for some of us, that time has already came that we got to encourage ourselves. We got to encourage ourselves that if we're going to be happy, it's going to be because of something we chose to do. Not sitting around waiting on somebody to do something that causes us to be happy. We're going to have to do what David did in the text. And I believe, as a matter of fact, I know that if we'll do what David did in the text, that God is no respecter of person. The same way he blessed David, the same way he helped David, he'll do it for us. He'll do it for us. He'll give us strength. He'll give us the capacity to produce results. Because that's really what strength is. It's the capacity to produce results. God knows what he has for our lives. When we allow him to strengthen us, he gives us the capacity to produce results. And that's what I'm about in 2019. I'm about getting results. But that's something that God had just laid on my heart that I wanted to share with you all. And again, encourage yourself in the Lord. And again, just take a few moments, if you will, to share this podcast with a family member or a friend. And again, this is Pastor Leonard Cochran of A Place of Refuge, Noonan. And I want to thank you for just listening to me today and just giving me an opportunity to speak words that will be uplifting to you. Again, we're in a new year. We're excited. We know God is going to do a lot of great things. And even as I told the church on New Year's Eve service, I just believe it's going to be one of the best years of our lives. But there are going to be multiple times throughout this year that we're going to have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. And I want you to be prepared to do just that. Again, hope to see you. Hope to be able to speak another word to you in the future. But just hold on to that. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Again, this has been Pastor Leonard Cochran. I thank you for tuning in. God bless you.